Welcome. You're joining us for a deep dive where we're exploring, well, a kind of framework, one that tries to offer a perspective on how pretty much everything fits together.
Yeah, it's a really interesting set of ideas we've been looking at.
And while the source material has a Christian perspective, the core concepts themselves about interconnectedness, value, they seem pretty universal, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. They really resonate broadly. It's like trying to map out the meaning behind existence.
Okay, so let's dive in. What are the foundational pieces here?
Well, there are three core ideas, really. The first one is about the unique existence and value of every single thing, every person, every entity.
Entity. That's the term the source uses.
Yes, entitarity. It's this idea that everything is individually called into being, you know.
Yeah.
Known directly, not just as part of a category.
So less like a tree and more like this specific tree. Less a person and more you.
Exactly that. It's about that direct encounter, that specific value, not just a label.
Okay, that makes sense. What's the second idea?
The second is all about relationships, the importance of different kinds, but especially subject-to-subject relationships among all people.
Right, so how we connect, how we interact. Not just existing side by side, but actually relating.
Precisely. It's fundamental. And the third core idea, it involves time, history.
Ah, the unfolding narrative.
Yeah, how these entities and relationships develop over time. The source material sees the Holy Spirit as the force that kind of unfolds history, gives it direction.
So it's not just random events, but a process with some kind of engine behind it.
That's the view presented, yes. A dynamic unfolding.
Okay, three core ideas. Unique value, relationships, and time unfolding. How do they work together?
Well, they give us three useful ways, sort of lenses to view reality. First, entities over time.
So like your individual life story, my unique journey.
Exactly. Your specific path, not just a data point. Then there's relations over time.
How friendships change, how communities evolve.
Mm-hmm. The history of connections. And the third view is entities in relation at a given time.
Like a snapshot, seeing how everything connects right now.
Yes, the complex web of who and what is related at this moment, the multifaceted nature of it all.
Now, the source material gets into some theological concepts here. It talks about the world as the theater of God's glory.
It does. But the picture it paints isn't of a distant ruler. It's God as a loving community. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Creating out of love, not obligation.
Exactly. A creation based on love and covenant, not necessity. And there's a fascinating collaborative aspect mentioned.
Oh.
Yeah, the Father initiating or calling things into being, the Son holding the relationships together, and the Spirit bringing it all about, making it happen.
Creation itself born out of relationship. That's a powerful idea.
It is. Now, the source does address the idea of things going wrong, humanity turning away, distortions.
Right. The classic problem of evil or brokenness.
Mm.
How does this framework handle that?
Well, it frames it less as humanity creating something totally new and evil and more as distorting the good gifts.
Like misusing things.
Yeah, like misplaced trust, inventing ways of living that ignore the relationships, trying to control things ourselves instead of trusting the original design, you could say.
Taking a good tool and using it improperly.
That's a good analogy, yes. The potential was good, but the use gets twisted.
But it doesn't end there, does it?
Right.
There's a theme of redemption.
Oh, definitely. Restoration. And it's offered by that same loving, divine community, Father, Son, Spirit.
And this restoration isn't just personal, right? It extends further.
That's key. It's seen as encompassing the entire universe. The Father sends the Son. The Son's life, sacrifice, and resurrection open the way back.
Back to right relationship.
Exactly. And the Holy Spirit is presented as the power that makes this restoration possible, makes it actual.
Okay, so bringing this all together, what's the core vision here for you, the listener? What should you take away?
I think the core vision is really one of, well, transformative hope.
Hope for individuals.
For individuals, yes, but also for institutions, communities, even for creation itself. It's a hope rooted in the Father's unique love for each entity.
That entitarity idea again.
Right. And in the Son as the model for restored, healthy relationships, and in the Holy Spirit's power for like future possibilities, making things new.
So it's a picture where everything and everyone is ultimately connected under Christ's rule through the Father and the Spirit.
Yeah, that's the overarching theme. Yeah. It suggests our human experience is fundamentally about being temporal, embodied persons in relation.
Living out our story.
responding to that father's call within this larger story that the spirit unfolds and trying to align with the character we see in the son. It talks about direction, obedience, or apostasy shaping our whole worldview.
Can you unpack the specific roles a bit more? Father, son, spirit.
Sure. So the father represents that individual care, that intimate knowing, and our total dependence. The son reveals the depth of that love and shows us true interconnectedness.
And the spirit.
The spirit is the power, the one who makes things possible, breaks down barriers, represents the power of the future invading the present.
And the source links this all back to Jesus, suggesting the world reflects God's personality as seen in him. That's the foundation for meaning.
Yes, that's the claim. Meaning, relationship, the Father's trustworthy direction seen through Jesus, and the Spirit enabling us to move beyond our limitations.
So the final thought for you listening, maybe it's this.
Consider how seeing your own unique value, your antiterity and your key relationships and your personal story.
How seeing all that through this lens of dynamic interconnectedness.
How might that shift your perspective? Could it help you see not just the pieces, but the whole unfolding picture and your own vital part in it?
Moving beyond just the elements to the dynamic whole and maybe seeing possibilities you hadn't considered before.
Exactly. Okay. Something to think about.